One of the effects, one of the outcomes of major life events in the history of our world, like we've seen recently, is that everybody has an opinion or a thought to offer. We get to hear voices that we appreciate and ones that we don't so much. Combined with the power of the internet and social media, the volume at which they speak is loud. Each person has an opinion. Each person has a new strategy or a profound thought that they think ought to be shared. And sometimes this is truly great. When I hear and see stories like the ones that we've seen recently in this world, sometimes my words and thoughts only seem to fail. Sometimes I cannot grasp what is going on, how another human is treating another human. And so we seek the faithful and trusted voices of our leaders. And still yet, there are those other voices that only seem to create a space for more anger and more frustration. And those seem to be the loudest ones, don't they? And as we find ourselves in the middle of another political season, they only seem to be partisan, concerned with politics, not care for one's neighbor. I don't know about you, but all of these voices speaking and the noise at which we hear them can leave my head spinning. I find myself inspired and reassured, and then I'm frustrated and mad, and then I'm apathetic, and then my head and heart are just off to the races spinning. Where's the voice of truth among all of these who say that they are? What do I believe here, and how do I know whose voice is the loudest, whose voice should be? How do my faith and beliefs guide my own actions now? All of this and more is swirling. When I was in college, I took a social psychology class, perhaps one of the only classes that I really enjoyed in college. We learned a lot about the behaviors and patterns for groups and people as they move through certain experiences of life. One of these that you might know about also is called the cocktail party effect, colloquially. The cocktail party effect is that thing that allows us to hear the familiar stimulus amongst all the other noise. This is the thing that allows you to concentrate on one conversation when you're at a party. It's that thing that lets you hear your name, even if somebody isn't talking to you, across the room. There's this effect that created so many family fights growing up as we realized our parents were talking about us somewhere else as we heard our name come up between my siblings and I. This is also that effect that comes to mind for me when I hear Jesus say in the gospel that you have that everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice, he says. The gospel for today is one that is taken from a larger gospel, a larger set of the trial of Jesus before Pilate. There are really sort of two trials within the one trial, if you will. In the first, Pilate and Jesus' accusers are going back and forth. Pilate is receiving accusations about who Jesus is and what he's been doing, what laws he's broken. The voices and the noise is loud for Pilate. He wants to know what charges they have, and they can only say, well, if he wasn't a criminal, we wouldn't have brought him here. And Pilate says, take him and judge him according to your law. Even Pilate is conflicted amongst all of that noise. And we have our reading for today is the second trial of these two, the conversation between Jesus himself and Pilate, trying to figure out who is who is from where, what has been going on. And Pilate is struggling amongst all of the noise, all of the accusations, all of these discussions to figure out the ultimate truth in what has happened. In both scenes, they are trying to get to the core of Jesus' identity. People in the community have told Pilate one story. Jesus never really directly answers Pilate, at least not as he wants him to. But if they could just figure this out, if they could just wade through all of the other voices and noise of that time, they could know the truth and know what to do going forward. The great thing for all of us is that we get the already know the end of the story vantage point. We get the outsider perspective. So we get to see some of the nuance within this time. So when we too feel like Pilate does, as if everything is swirling around us, begging for our attention, and we feel confused and chaotic, we know that Jesus' self-professed identity as the voice of the truth, as the Son of God, really is what we believe. So when Jesus says, "I came into this world to testify to the truth, and everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice," we know how true this is. Yet, in the midst of all that seeks to beg for our attention, all that seeks to shift our priorities, all that seeks to change our beliefs about this world, we can be left feeling as though this voice of truth is only being drowned out. We cannot hear it. Pilate is listening to the voice of his authority, the voice of his power, the voice of all of the trappings of his day that are pretty similar to some of ours. And Jesus is responding by saying, the voice he listens to, the one that speaks above all others, is the voice of truth. It is the voice of God's. Whenever I start saying the voice of God, that phrase over and over, I have to remind myself that this, for me, has never been a literal voice over the microphone or radio, but it shows up in different ways, doesn't it? Perhaps it is seen in welcoming the stranger who has otherwise been rejected and cast away. Perhaps it is in welcoming and showing hospitality to our friends and family. Perhaps it is in feeding those who are hungry, clothing those who are naked, giving warmth to those who are cold. Perhaps it is in comforting those of us who experience life's deepest moments of despair and grief. Perhaps it is in celebrating the joys in life that are so truly profound. In all of this, we see and witness to the voice of God. You may have seen a viral video going around the internet this week of a moment in the reaction to the Paris attacks in the days afterwards. The scene was a news reporter interviewing a little boy and his dad outside of a makeshift memorial with flowers and candles. It's the one that stood out for me because in it, the interviewer is trying to understand whether the boy understands what's going on. The son and the little boy is clearly scared. He is sure that his family will have to move again, seemingly already having fled violence, because the bad guys are there and they have guns, he says. His father reassures him that even though there are bad guys there, and there are bad guys everywhere, they are going to stay. The boy says, "They have guns. They can shoot us and are really mean, Daddy." And his dad responds, "It's okay. They might have guns, but we have flowers." This isn't so much a story for me about guns or other political issues, but one for me that shows how profound a little sign of hope can be in the midst of chaos. It is one that shows that God's voice calls through all other noise and pierces that so that we can hear it. It is one that shows how small signs of hope shine bright in darkness, how acts of mercy break through moments of violence, how living and speaking as if we follow the voice of God, the voice of truth, makes a difference. Now you and I can participate in these too. In the life of the church, this weekend is called Christ the King Sunday. Among other things, it signals to us that the liturgical year is over. Next week, we begin a new year as we begin Advent. Even more than that, it's a commemoration or remembrance of the day that we celebrate above all else, the Christ who reigns in everything, the one who was and who is to come, as Revelation says. Established by Pope Pius XI in 1925, when he said, "It is the day in which we recognize the embracing authority of Christ, which shall lead all humankind to seek the peace of Christ in the kingdom of Christ." To seek the peace of Christ in the kingdom of Christ. How true that still is today. God's voice calling to us is a familiar one. It is the one that piques our attention among the noisy chaos of the world, like that cocktail party effect. The familiar voice that calls our name, and we hear it, and we know it. It calls us to live and move and have our being as people who have heard and felt God's movement in our lives. So the question for me, at least, becomes, how might the voice of truth, the voice of the living God calling you to prayer and action, become more clear for you? What practices, what daily disciplines can we take on to raise our awareness of God's voice speaking to you above all else? And no matter what your answer is to that question, no matter how we hear or even see the voice of God moving in our world, moving in our community and in our lives, we can be signs like the flowers for that small boy in France that say there is another way to live, there's another way to be, there's another way to treat each other. The peace of Christ can reign in the kingdom of Christ. It is possible. And we are invited to proclaim that truth in our lives every day. And as we do so, as we take on this way of living, we know that it is grounded in the call of the voice of truth for us. And because of that, it can and will change this world.